Gunners. Five straight early FA Cup exits since our triumph in 2020. Arsenal fans, how does this sit with you? Because it feels like we're sleepwalking into mediocrity in cup competitions. Under Arteta, we've seen some highs, but these lows in knockout football are troubling. From Southampton to Manchester United, it's been the same story. A lack of urgency, poor execution, and no killer instinct. What is worse is the precedent being set, almost as if the cups don't matter. Now the question is, where is the accountability? Arteta has built a project that thrives on structure and belief. But when it comes to knockout football, that belief seems to evaporate. The players need to step up, but so does the manager. We're Arsenal. Excuses are not our thing. Trophies are. It's time to treat each competition like it is the last. No more casual exits. Let's bring back the fight. Who's with me? We came into the FA Cup tie wearing the all-white kit. A symbol of hope and purpose, but what unfolded on the pitch was anything but inspiring. From the moment Gabriel Jesus was stretchered off, you could sense the weight of misfortune hanging over us. Bruno Fernandes's goal, a cruel reminder of how quickly things can unravel. Gabriel's equaliser, a fleeting moment of joy in a sea of frustration. We had them down to 10 men, the perfect opportunity to take control. But chance after chance went begging. Odegaard's penalty save, Havertz's miss, Rice being denied, every attempt to find a breakthrough ended in heartbreak. And then penalties. Why does it always come down to this torment? Watching Havertz miss, seeing their players celebrate, it felt like a nightmare we couldn't wake up from. Out of the FA Cup in the third round, at home, against the rival. Hey! The pain is unbearable. Where do we go from here? Well, Spurs are next, and honestly, it's hard to even think about another game right now. But this is what it means to be an Arsenal fan. We carry the scars, we endure the heartbreak, and somehow we find a way to hope again. Imagine having a bad day at work and the whole world decides to pile on you right after. That's what Kai Havertz woke up to after Sunday's loss to Manchester United. Yes, we're frustrated. Yes, we're disappointed. But throwing vile abuse at one of our own? That's not who we are. At least, it shouldn't be. Kai didn't have his best game, no doubt about it, but he's human. Players don't go out there to fail on purpose. Do we honestly think that tearing him down will help him perform better next time? As Arsenal fans, we're better than this. Criticism is fair, abuse is not. The internet doesn't forget, and the mental toll on these players is real. If we want Havertz to succeed, if we want our team to succeed, we need to support them, especially when the chips are down. Next time you're about to post that angry comment, ask yourself, is this helping? Or is it just adding to the noise? We're all frustrated, but let's channel that energy into backing the team and not breaking them.
When we play Ipswich, it was 27th of December at home. We win 1-0. Kai Havertz scores a goal, and the whole stadium after that is singing the Waka Waka. That's 20 days ago. Guys, what is the perspective? So we are all responsible, and all means you guys are responsible. Everybody is responsible for the narrative. Everybody is responsible for how we talk.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!